Je ne parle pas bien le français. D'accord? Bon, je téléphone concernant une conférence entre M. Murphy Martin et M. Ross Perron et le prince Sihanouk. Et aussi, vous, M. Hugh, comprenez-vous? Allô?
Oui? Vous dites qu'il y a une conférence entre M. Perron et M. Murphy Martin.
Oui, et aussi le prince Sihanouk et vous. Comprenez-vous?
Le prince n'est pas à Paris encore.
Oui, je comprends, il est malade, n'est-ce pas?
Oui.
Oui, quand est-ce qu'il retourne à Paris?
Dans une semaine.
Dans une semaine. Bon. Monsieur Martin vous a écrit une lettre et il n'a pas reçu une réponse. Il veut savoir les développements. Savez-vous les développements?
Allô?
Allô?
Monsieur Martin désire?
Il veut savoir les développements. Il vous a écrit une lettre et il n'a pas reçu une réponse.
Mais je ne peux pas répondre avant d'avoir vu.
Avez-vous reçu sa lettre?
J'ai reçu sa lettre.
Oui?
Oui.
Et il veut savoir les développements.
Je ne peux répondre que quand j'aurai vu le prince.
Ah, je comprends.
Oui.
Ah, Monsieur Perron espère d'être à Paris bientôt et il veut savoir quand le prince Sihanouk vient à Paris.
Oui, une semaine.
Dans une semaine.
Oui.
Et c'est possible que la conférence a lieu bientôt quand il retourne?
Écoutez.
Pardon?
Pas dans une semaine.
Dans une semaine.
Oui. Est-ce que vous avez un correspondant à Paris?
Nous.
Allô?
Oui.
Est-ce que vous avez quelqu'un à Paris à qui je pourrais donner des nouvelles?
Ah, Monsieur Martin et Monsieur Perron viennent à Paris pour faire une conférence avec le prince.
Oui.
Ça va? Dans une semaine?
Dans une semaine?
Oui.
Il faut que je l'accorde d'abord.
Ah, un moment s'il vous plaît, monsieur.
Oui.
Merci. Monsieur, est-ce que c'est possible que vous me donnez un date que le prince retourne spécifiquement?
Je ne peux pas donner une date.
Pardon?
Je ne peux pas. La date, c'est la date.
Exact.
C'est le prince lui-même qui la donnera.
Ah. Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Monsieur?
Oui.
Le prince retourne la semaine prochaine?
Oui.
En huit jours?
Oui, dans 8 jours.
Ah, et il vient à Paris?
Oui.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Allô?
Allô, un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Monsieur? Monsieur?
Oui.
Oui. Est-ce possible que le prince et vous avoir une conférence avec Monsieur Murphy Martin et le Monsieur Perron aussi bientôt si possible quand il retourne?
Écoutez.
Pardon?
Et que j'aurais vu le prince. Allô? Allô?
Oui?
Dès que j'aurais vu le prince.
Ah, un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Monsieur?
Oui?
Quand le prince retourne, combien de temps est-ce qu'il y a là?
Il sera là?
Oui?
Au moins jusqu'au 10 mars.
Pardon?
Jusqu'au 10 mars.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
10.
Monsieur?
Oui.
Pensez-vous que c'est une bonne idée pour M. Perrault et M. Martin de venir à Paris le 8 mars pour la conférence?
Le 10 mars, hein?
Le 8 mars, oui. Pensez-vous que c'est une bonne idée?
Ça, je ne peux pas donner une assurance parce que cela dépend du prince.
Ah, je comprends, je comprends.
Oui, mais tout ce que je sais, c'est qu'il sera là jusqu'au 10 mars.
Monsieur?
Oui?
Avez-vous parlé au prince d'une possibilité de la conférence?
Non, je ne peux parler de la possibilité de la conférence que quand j'aurai vu le prince.
Ah, vous n'avez pas déjà vu
pas
le prince?
Jusqu'ici.
Pardon?
Jusqu'ici, je n'ai pas pu le voir. Je ne l'ai pas vu.
Avez-vous écrit le prince aux possibilités de la conférence? Avez-vous écrit une lettre?
Hein?
Avez-vous écrit une lettre au prince de, de la... Non?
Ah non.
Non?
Non. Non.
Le prince ne sait rien de la conférence?
Non. On ne peut pas l'entretenir par lettre. Allô?
Allô, un moment s'il vous plaît. Monsieur?
Oui.
Monsieur Martin a compris que seul, que vous... Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Monsieur Martin a compris que vous avez l'intention de faire un contact avec le prince après il a fait son départ de Paris, mais ce n'est pas vrai.
C'est une question dont on ne peut entretenir le prince qu'en le voyant.
Encore, monsieur, je n'ai pas compris. Monsieur? Allô?
Oui?
Encore, s'il vous plaît, je n'ai pas compris.
Je dis, cette question-là...
Pardon?
Cette question-là...
Vous n'avez pas fait le contact
on
avec...
On peut parler au prince quand on le voit.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Monsieur, est-ce que Madame Duplos s'est déjà dans les arrangements?
Oui.
Oui?
Oui. Quelle dame?
Oui?
Quelle dame dites-vous?
Madame Duplos?
Non, je ne l'ai pas vue. Je ne l'ai pas vue.
Encore?
Je ne l'ai pas vue.
Depuis le départ de M. Martin, ça c'est depuis ça? Allô?
Oui?
Vous n'avez pas la vue depuis le départ de M. Martin? Allô?
Oui.
Ah. Ça, Monsieur? Allô?
Oui.
Vous n'avez pas vu Madame Desplus depuis le départ de Monsieur Martin?
Je n'ai pas vu cette dame depuis.
Encore?
Elle n'est pas revenue. Je l'ai pas vue.
He hasn't seen her.
Monsieur Prime Minister, this is Monsieur Martin. Tell him that I'm on the line.
Monsieur? Monsieur who? Monsieur Murphy Martin, c'est sur la ligne. Ça, c'est Monsieur Martin.
Hello, Mr. Prime Minister. Translate for me.
Allô, monsieur?
Oui.
Ça, c'est Monsieur Martin qui parle.
Tell him that I am glad to speak with him again.
Il est heureux de vous parler encore.
And that as soon as he finds out when an appointment can be arranged with Mr. Perrault and the Prince and himself, that he call us or cable us.
Monsieur, you? Allô? Allô? Monsieur? Monsieur who? Allô? Ah, aussitôt bien, c'est bientôt que vous parlez au prince et vous pouvez arranger une conférence. Monsieur Murphy Martin voudrait que vous nous téléphone. Ça va? Allô?
Allô, je n'entends pas.
Pardon?
When would he like for me to call him again?
Monsieur, quand est-ce le meilleur temps que nous vous téléphone encore? Monsieur who?
Je n'entends pas.
He's not speaking.
Thank him very much and tell him it's a pleasure to have talked with him again. And does he want me to call him back in 1 week?
Monsieur, merci bien. C'est merveilleux de vous parler encore. Monsieur Martin voudrait savoir si vous voulez qu'il vous téléphone encore dans une semaine. Allô?
Je n'entends rien.
Pardon?
Je n'entends rien.
He's not going to say anything.
Well, thank you very much, and you just proceed with your conversation with him.
Bon, monsieur, merci bien. Vous êtes là? Monsieur Hugh?
Allô?
Allô, vous êtes là? Monsieur, merci bien pour votre conversation et votre aide. Nous vous remercions.
Oui, écoutez. Hein.
Oui?
Voulez-vous dire à Monsieur Martin?
Oui?
De m'écrire.
Ah!
Oui, comme ça je comprendrai mieux. Parce qu'au téléphone, je ne comprends pas suffisamment. Hein? Allô?
Oui, je suis ici.
Monsieur Martin, de m'écrire, je lui répondrai.
Ah, oui, un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Vous avez reçu l'autre lettre de Monsieur Martin, non? Il vous a écrit une autre lettre. Vous l'avez reçue? Monsieur?
Allô?
Allô?
Oui.
Monsieur Martin vous a écrit une autre lettre. Vous l'avez reçue, n'est-ce pas? Allô?
On n'entend rien, on n'entend presque rien au téléphone.
Ah oui, je comprends. C'est probablement à cause de ma mauvaise français, n'est-ce pas?
Oui.
Oui, je... Monsieur Hugh?
Oui?
Monsieur Martin vous écrit encore
oui.
et il vous dit merci bien.
Oui, c'est ça.
Et pour moi,
Oui.
Veuillez accepter mes apologies pour ma mauvais français.
Oui.
Oui, bon, merci bien, monsieur.
Oui.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, madame.
Yes, I will. That's a special billing card called, right?
Okay, just a minute.
Hello? That's all right, operator. I'll hold. I'll hold, operator. Hello?
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. I can give you a little updating as far as what's happening.
All right, go ahead.
The people, our people at the negotiations got the full information shortly after they went into the negotiations this morning.
Uh-huh.
It put extra amount of pressure concerning the POW issue up for debate at the negotiations, and Mr. Habib made several statements to the press after the negotiations were over in this specific case. And the press assures me that he will most likely bring up this specific case during the negotiations in the near future.
Very good.
Now, as far as what you all had wanted Mrs. O'Grady to do,
yes.
After long and very serious thought, she wants to decline very humbly for several reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First reason, and the most important to her, is that she
yes.
Hello? We got cut off.
Okay. The first reason is what?
The first reason that she gives is that she honestly and sincerely believes what they told her, and that her husband is dead.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason is her children, and believe me, she gave it a long and serious thought. She doesn't want to subject them to it, and she just doesn't want to, really.
I understand.
She feels very badly about it. She feels like she's letting,
No. Don't let her feel that way. Tell her not to feel that way at all.
Okay.
That we understand totally.
Okay.
No, we don't want her to feel badly about it at all.
Yes, but, now, there's a man from the press here now, and there were three a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they all said that this story is very, very big. Have you...
That is correct.
Any television or radio?
No, it's a bit early yet. Radio has been running big with it all day.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the TV, it's a bit early yet. It's only 4:30 in the afternoon here.
Right. They say that the people from New York, all these people, different networks and different news agencies, say that the people in New York have been just screaming for more information. And we just got back from dinner a few minutes ago, and there were three people to meet us here.
Right.
From different places, so we're playing it big, and unless otherwise directed, we'll leave tomorrow at noon.
Right, and I would do this. You're flying back TWA, right?
Yes.
I would arrange to have a news conference at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, before leaving. in order to get your final thoughts, her final thoughts, into the matter of record there.
Yeah.
And the fact that she leaves with greatly mixed emotions, failing to understand why it took so long for them to get this to her, and of course in deep sorrow that her children had to be subjected to this, and so forth and so on. I would hold that news conference. You might contact TWA. I think you will get, I know you will get much more coverage if you will do it downtown someplace. If you play it, if you have your transportation provided, if you have your transportation provided, you should be able to, let's see, you should be able to do it at 9, be out of it at 9:30 to the airport by 10:30 at the very latest, and then ample time to make your noon plane.
Yes, we have the transportation already arranged. The most immediate problem would be the time between now and that time tomorrow morning in contacting people and arranging the news coverage.
I would just call those numbers that I gave you and with the idea of hitting as many as possible.
Do you think they'd be open this time of night?
Well, I think many of them would. Your basics, I know, would.
Okay.
You see, all your networks have to remain open until after their shows are aired in America.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll try to do that.
Now, you might work out something there at the hotel, some room they might let you have or something.
Yes, okay. Okay. And we're planning a big reception in
New York
with
right.
the press, too.
Now, there will be no Today Show on Monday for her, because that show's going to originate out of Florida.
Oh, I see.
Out of Miami.
Is that for one day, or is that all week?
All week.
I see. Okay, she said she's willing to do that anytime.
Right. I think we can come back with that later in the week. I think she should get her children home first.
I agree. There is one favor that Mrs. O'Grady asked, and that is that someone there contact the Sands.
Yes.
And Mr. Candell.
I will do that.
And he is probably not there, but they will know where he is.
Right.
In any case, give him the flight information. It is said that he's in New York now.
Right.
And ask that he might be able to meet the plane at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
And that's about it from here.
Okay. You still haven't heard anything from the other group?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the rabbi called 2 hours ago or so when I was at dinner. He's in Paris on his way back to New York on his own money for a very important high religious holiday, and his report is that he left the men in Moscow, two of them. The Catholic is proceeding to Rome to set up the appointment with the Pope sometime next week. Now, he left two men in Moscow still awaiting a word from you-know-who as to when they'll see them. And he didn't seem to think that they were going to see him, the ambassador himself.
Well, what about Hanoi?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The people from there.
He didn't think they were going to get through?
And, pardon me?
He didn't think they were going to get permission to go on?
He didn't think so. His own candid, frank viewpoint. Now, I expect him to call me back here.
All right. Can you give me the names of those still in Moscow?
Yes.
Fox and who?
Taylor.
And who is Taylor? What's his first name?
Sam.
What religion?
Presbyterian. And they are still awaiting an appointment to arrange a further trip. If they get turned off completely, the plan is to see the Pope. And Schulteis himself is also seeing the Pope. Apparently, we'll meet them there when it appears inevitable. and hopefully we'll be able to get some pressure applied from him in order to proceed on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about where it's staying.
Well, they can't expect any pressure from the Pope to get into Hanoi.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no way they're going to get that. That can be helpful.
Yeah, I agree. If they're not successful where they are now, I think we'll have to reevaluate it seriously.
Yeah. All right, what's the Catholic's name en route to Rome?
Eremito. E-R-E-M-I-T-O.
Okay. When did they leave Moscow? What did they go into Moscow for then?
All four of them went to for the purpose of proceeding on the trip.
I see.
And in 24 hours...
did they see anybody in Moscow?
Pardon me?
Did they see anybody in Moscow?
I don't think they've seen anybody yet except the...
Where are they staying in Moscow?
I didn't get it, sir. I'm sorry. I'll mm-hmm. get it if he calls back.
Okay.
They can be contacted through the American Embassy, though.
We haven't been able to do that thus far.
Oh. Well, I'll get that information.
Okay. All right, so the net of yours is that you will have one more news conference before you leave. You will be on TWA 803, arriving New York City 2 p.m. I will call Candell through the sands. They can locate, get message to him to meet you. You will proceed on to Vegas with her.
Yes, sir.
And you will leave New York somewhere around 6 p.m. That'll put you into Vegas at about 6 p.m., I guess.
No, actually it arrives at 8:50.
In Vegas?
Right.
Okay.
Flight United 711.
Okay. Very good. Carl, good job. Good job.
We'll keep it up. We're not finished yet.
Okay. When did you have dinner?
We ate at the Hilton Western Room. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice spot.
Very expensive.
Yeah, it is that. It is that. How's your money holding out?
Oh, good, good. I've got too much.
Okay. If you need anything else, let me hear from you.
Yes, sir. Unless I hear from you, I'll talk to you when I get in New York or Vegas. Or
very good. Be sure to tell Mrs. O'Grady not to worry about this. It's about her decision. That we understand entirely.
Yes, sir.
Very good. We'll see you when you get back.
Yes, sir.
You want me to tell your wife when can she expect you, Sunday or Monday?
Or
Saturday?
Probably Saturday.
Okay.
Well, depending on connections from Vegas, Saturday morning I'd say is the best time.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do it. And you take care of yourself.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Operator?
Yes?
Oh, are they on the line?
Hold on. Are you in Paris, right?
No, I'm in Dallas, calling Paris.
Good. Hold on, please. Hello, okay, Paris? Hello? Your party's on the line.
Hello?
Are you going to speak on the call?
Yes.
You are?
I'm calling for Mr. Maya Van Bos.
Well, I told you I'm ready, three times. Will you put Mr. Martin on?
I'm speaking for Mr. Martin.
So you're going to... Well, go ahead then.
Hello? 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 Operator?
Secretary of Mr. Van Bol. She's not speaking English. Do you speak French?
Yes, I do.
Well, go ahead now. Start the conversation.
Allô?
Allô?
Allô? Allô? Vous êtes le secrétaire de Monsieur Marvin Beau?
Il n'est pas là.
Il n'est pas là quand il retourne?
Non, non, madame.
Je suis le secrétaire de Monsieur Ross Perrault à Dallas, Texas, aux États-Unis, encore?
Oui, bonjour, madame.
Vous êtes le celui que j'ai parlé hier?
Oui.
Ah bon? Où se trouve Monsieur Marvin Beau?
Ah oui. Mais je vous ai donné la réponse, madame.
Pardon, un moment, s'il vous plaît, il faut que vous parliez très lentement parce que je ne parle pas bien le français.
Oui, alors...
D'accord?
Voici la réponse à la question posée avant-hier. C'est qu'il n'est pas possible pour le moment de prendre de rendez-vous à la délégation.
Ce n'est pas possible?
Non, pas possible actuellement.
Est-ce que c'est possible pour une conversation sur la téléphone avec M. Marvin Beau?
Mais il n'est pas là. Il n'est pas là.
Quand il retourne?
Ah, je ne sais pas quand il rentrera, mais pour le moment, il n'est pas là.
Est-ce qu'il sera là cet après-midi? Plus tard?
Je ne crois pas.
Pardon?
Pas pour ce soir.
Encore?
Non, pas ce soir.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Madame?
Allô, oui?
Oui. Quand est-ce que la conférence possible avec M. Marvin Beau?
Ce n'est pas possible pour le moment. Il n'y a pas assez de temps. Je ne peux pas prendre de rendez-vous pour votre conférence. Ce n'est pas possible en ce moment.
Est-ce possible d'arranger une conférence pour la future?
Ben, je ne sais pas encore, mais je ne peux pas fixer pour le futur. Je ne peux pas.
Pourquoi? Est-ce que c'est possible que vous demandez à M. Marvin Beau si c'est possible pour la future?
Mais je lui ai demandé, mais il n'est pas possible pour le moment.
Oui, mais...
de donner l'emploi du temps du futur.
Oui, mais pour la future.
Ah, pas encore, non. C'est pas possible encore.
Vous l'avez demandé à M. Marvin Beau?
Oui, oui, l'autre jour, j'ai posé la question.
Et oui.
Malheureusement, ce n'est pas possible pour quelque temps encore.
Voulez-vous, s'il vous plaît, demander à M. Marvin Beau quand est-ce possible pour le futur?
Oui, quand je le verrai, je lui dirai.
Oui.
Quand je le reverrai, je lui poserai la question quand je le reverrai.
Quand vous le reverrez-t-il?
La semaine prochaine.
La semaine prochaine? Ah! Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Madame?
Allô, oui?
Oui, quand vous avez parlé à M. Marvin Beau au sujet de la conférence, quelle date avez-vous lui donné?
Je lui ai demandé, c'était urgent, et je lui ai dit, alors il m'a répondu, ces jours-ci, ce n'est pas possible.
Pour cette semaine?
Non, ce n'est pas possible.
Vous lui avez demandé pour cette semaine?
Oui, pour cette semaine, ce n'est pas possible.
Et pour la semaine prochaine?
Je ne sais pas encore.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Madame?
Oui?
Oui. Monsieur Perrault a l'intention d'être à Paris la semaine prochaine et il veut arranger une conférence avec M. Maivambo en privé et il ne comprenait pas pourquoi ce n'est pas possible.
Ah, madame, c'est le travail.
Pardon?
Il y a beaucoup de travail.
Ah oui, aussi. Ici aussi, mais il y a deux semaines en avance.
Oui, mais malheureusement, ce ne sera pas possible. Il vaut mieux dire à ce monsieur de ne pas se déranger.
Est-ce que M. Maivambo sait qui cet homme, qui se trouve cet homme, M. Perrault?
Oui, madame.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Camarade, est-ce qu'il est parti, le camarade de Vitry, le camarade de Stan? Il est parti? Oh! Trois fois sur le téléphone, et ça y est. J'ai loupé encore juste une semaine. J'avais des courriers à faire signer, là. Et j'étais occupée, et puis c'est pas des Français, alors je ne sais pas comment répondre.
Madame?
Allô, oui, un
oui.
Moment.
Merci.
Un moment. Allô?
Allô?
Allô, oui, excusez-moi, j'ai été appelée. Alors, je vous ai répondu, madame, et je regrette, mais même si vous insistez, je ne peux pas vous donner de rendez-vous. Ce n'est pas possible en ce moment. Dites-le à ce monsieur qu'il ne serait pas reçu s'il venait à Paris et que ce serait dommage pour lui.
S'il vous plaît, dites à M. Maivambo que M. Perrault espère qu'il... Qu'il ce ne sera pas...
Comment?
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Qu'il ne doit pas prendre des autres plans et voir des autres personnes. Il y a des peuples de... Un moment, s'il vous plaît. Il y a des peuples qui a approché M. Perrault et ils lui ont dit qu'il représente les peuples de Vietnam du Nord. Et M. Perrault veut affirmer cette fact. Comprenez-vous?
Mais M. Beau ne peut pas recevoir en ce moment. C'est là la question.
Bon, un moment, s'il vous plaît. Madame,
oui?
Est-ce qu'il y a une possibilité d'arranger une conférence au futur?
Je ne peux pas savoir pour le moment. C'est improbable. Je ne connais pas suffisamment l'emploi du temps. Trop loin.
Ah bon. Merci bien, madame.
Voilà. Au revoir, madame.
Au revoir.
Hello, Frank.
Hi, Murphy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I hope you're fine. I've been concerned ever since I heard of your illness.
Right. I'm back about 12 pounds lighter, and maybe the illness was good.
Well,
I feel good again and ready to go and all of that type thing.
Are you taking your pills now?
I'm taking pills now, yes. I won't have to be told again.
Had you, in fact, not been taking them when you...
No, were... I took no malaria pills at all over there. I took, you know, all the shots and everything else and stayed away from the water and stayed away from this and that and the other.
Isn't that funny? Because I've usually, I think, taken them, even though I'm practically a Christian Scientist when it comes to pills. I always dutifully take them, and I never really believe they did any good. But
Say, Frank, how do you judge the events in Parrish yesterday?
Well, that's what I'm calling about. I think this is very interesting and potentially very important that this happened, and it shows that publicity is still important and doing it, you know, in a powerful way.
Right.
Really hitting at them. Now, they did respond, and Mrs. O'Grady is taking it very much in the spirit that she wants the Air Force now to change her husband's status to killed.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many wives that actually feel that way. You know, they really just plain want to know, and that's an honest
right.
statement.
Right.
If the answer is that he's dead, they want that said so that they can go on and build a new life.
Right.
I've already called one or two wives myself, and I'm calling you because I think it's very important that the heat stays on right now, and that a lot of wives immediately send telegrams, and that other wives consider making a quick trip to Paris to say, you told Mrs. O'Grady, now tell me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know Mrs. Shrump is going over on Monday.
Right. She's going
on the Viet Cong thing and trying to get the letter that they quoted from.
Exactly. And I think that's very good. I had a word with her a few days ago at her home, and your man, is it John Andrews? Is he gone over?
No, he's not. It probably will be Carl Vogler, who was with Mrs. O'Grady.
And who is still there?
No, he's coming in with Mrs. O'Grady today.
Oh, is he? I see.
Well, and he's going with her all the way to Las Vegas to get her family situated again.
Oh, fine. Well, that's very good. Actually, do you know what flight they're on?
Yes, they're on, just a minute, I've got it. It's TWA flight 803.
Oh, yeah.
Arriving New York at 2 p.m. She will have about 4 hours there.
Right.
And then she flies out on United Flight 711 to Las Vegas, arriving there at 8:50 p.m. Las Vegas time tonight.
Right. I'm very glad he's flying back with her. I talked to Ambassador Habib, and they said that she handled herself very well and that Vogler was very helpful. And also, I think, Mrs. Lovell, one of the wives of the local American colony, also was around and helped.
Yes,
Grady, somewhat. So this worked out with greater effect, even though the news was sad news than we've had
right.
in other cases.
I thought she handled herself just beautifully with the news people.
Yeah.
And she was in fairly good spirits. I spoke with her yesterday after the meeting.
Right.
And of course, the thing that is prying on her mind now is the children.
Right.
And this is a normal concern that I'm sure that in due time, and maybe because of the background on the situation, it may not take as long as otherwise, that it will work itself out there also.
Well, you know, I think probably looking at it from a psychological standpoint, this is a very healthy outcome. The children were right there. They were
right.
Told. They know they're... They can sort of assume that their father died bravely and it all happened at once. And,
right.
And I think probably this is a very healthy outcome.
Now, do you think he will continue to be carried as MIA probably, though,
well,
officially?
Frankly, I don't think I agree with the attitude that some quarters in the Air Force have on this. I think I've always felt that where there is a genuine indication that the man may be alive and a prisoner, or was, sure, of course, continuing. But there never was that in this case.
Right. Even from the first time of the incident.
Right. I mean, a chute was reported to have been seen. Beater aircraft, of course, flying 600 miles an hour.
Right.
But no beeper, no voice, no nothing. And,
right.
Viewpoint that this doesn't change anything, I think, is simply wrong. And from what Mrs. O'Grady with Quarter is saying, and what our embassy tells us in Paris, she'd be rather upset if they didn't take this now as the confirmation we've been looking for.
Right.
It's one thing when the peace groups are involved, because that's a very questionable channel.
Right.
But there's no channel involved here. She was told directly, face to face, and The only point is, of course, she wasn't told that, you know, he was killed on such and such a date. But then, I don't think we can assume that every man who's gone down, that they will have found his body, identified it, and logged it in.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't do that in South Vietnam, quite frankly.
True, true.
And so I'm just telling you some of our problems.
Right.
But this is going to take some study here in the government during the next few weeks. And
there's a lady called who called me last evening from San Diego. No, also Las Vegas, who has a friend in the San Diego area. Each of them have 5 children, and they're thinking of taking a trip together, making a total of 10 children, and going to Paris, and one of them's husband is listed POW, the other MIA.
But has the PW ever heard? Has yet?
No word at all.
See, I think, I always feel that a PW so listed who's not had mail really ought to consider herself in the same boat.
Right.
As a missing wife, and even, well, of course, if there were a voice broadcast or a photograph, that's almost equivalent to a letter.
Right.
But I think a lot of wives ought to consider doing this. I talked to a Mrs. Dennison in Corpus Christi earlier today,
mm-hmm.
and she's interested in going herself.
Yes, a friend of hers, a Mrs. Creighton, whose husband is POW, was here yesterday in person, and she gave me Mrs. Dennison's address in Corpus, and the fact that Mrs. Dennison had contacted her about the possibility of going with her.
Right.
She has some reservations about going because she's just a bit nervous about going. But
well, I think, gosh, I'd be nervous too if I were in
sure,
this position.
Sure, sure.
And no wife should ever do anything against her own instincts. But
right.
I think one thing that a lot of wives could do right now that would be helpful for other reasons, because we're trying some other things, is to send telegrams so the North Vietnamese know that the heat's still on,
mm-hmm.
and that they can't get away with just telling one wife.
Right.
What we'd still like to have them provide a list of everybody.
Right. Listen, Frank, did you recently, or did a gal call on you, Madame Duclos, recently?
Yes, she did.
Did she make any sense to you?
Marginal.
Yeah. I had seen her in Paris. She gets far out, then she gets back, or at least with me, and then she gets back to, well, there seems some basis there, and then she goes out again, and so
right.
forth. But I never was able to ascertain or confirm that she did, in fact, play any sort of important role in gaining the release of men from the Viet Cong, 3 men last October.
That's right. Well, she says she did, and we don't know either. Our very uncertain evaluation of her, and we basically simply said, well, I mean, if what you're saying is that you'd like to arrange for prisoners to be interned in Cambodia or somewhere
mm-hmm.
else, we'd certainly find that very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but come back when you've got something to tell us about it.
Right.
We don't need to. We can speculate about the possibility as well as you can.
Did she mention? I kind of threw her with a line that, are you still trying to peddle airplanes, I said to her.
Hmm.
And she came unglued a bit.
Why do you say that? Was she?
Yeah, at one time I did some checking on her, and I found that when she was in Saigon, she was acting either as an authorized agent or with the permission of BEA Airlines, selling some of their used aircraft, or trying to.
Yes, that's right. I'd heard that
yeah.
she was representing the BEA when she was out there.
Right.
And she does appear to have some contact in Paris and elsewhere. And
well, I think she's close to Tran Van Hoo.
Right. And she builds that up, but he's not a serious figure anymore, really.
No, I think the only thing that he might still, out of respect, or maybe something a bit deeper than that, have the capability of an audience with Sihanouk.
Right.
But other than that, I'm not sure of his strengths.
But the trouble is that the proposal, which we really would welcome, as a matter of fact, if it could be arranged, would have no appeal to the VC or to Cambodia.
And mm-hmm.
under those circumstances, we've considered it in the past. In fact, we used some channels we had as long as 2 years ago to try to interest the Cambodians in doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But And we assured them privately that we would never interpret this in a way which is politically adverse to them.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is that they might fear that this would just show that they were able to have some close relations with the VC, and they were assured that that would not be the case.
Mm-hmm.
But the first point is that the VC, this would have no interest for them to lose control of their own prisoners.
Right.
Without getting anything for it.
Well, not only that, but is it not a serious problem, whomever deals with the VC, in rounding up the prisoners that they hold?
Well,
it's difficult to move them, get them to any given point where they can be put on neutral soil or on any specific soil other than where they are.
I think that's right. What it amounts to is that all of those factors and the question of what would the Cambodians have to gain from this are such that I think it's just equally likely that we could get the prisoners released freely to us.
Mm-hmm.
As that we could get them arranged in some complicated way like this and
right.
take care of them. Obviously, it's far better to have them actually released. But nonetheless, for the record, we told her, sure, if you can work this out, we're ready to talk to the Cambodians or anyone to
mm-hmm. How do you read the Laos thing now? Is this a final push and a grab for territory before saying, hey, let's talk about a ceasefire again, or is it just...
Well, it might be that. I don't have any... I think it's too soon to say what the final purpose is and whether it's to harass us in Laos to make use of troops that are not being sent into Vietnam, an actual grab. I think the plane is going to be hard for them to hold for any length of time. I think it's a prestige blow against Bang Pao, which is very important.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But whether they continue to hold it through the next 6 months is something else, because this then subjects them to kind of guerrilla warfare,
mm-hmm.
Puts them on the receiving end for the first time.
Right.
That they've used against us in Vietnam. But it's very serious, and we're having to watch it very closely. And it's a test also for the president of our non-commitment attitude.
Mm-hmm. I noticed some people tried to read into Secretary Laird's statements yesterday that it was some sort of an admission of involvement in Laos when he named the U.S. men missing in a committee hearing or something. Well, I was under the impression this has been fairly general knowledge for a long time, and it was nothing new at all.
But I find every time we mention it, I've led reporters through it, showing them the figures that we put out for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
as they mounted from under 50 up to nearly 200, which is what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But each time they come out, they sort of see it again as a sinister admission of something in Laos, and what it really is, genuinely, is all air crewmen and pilots.
Right.
And many of them are, in fact, from reconnaissance flights. Some of them are from bombing missions, armed reconnaissance.
Well, this is the list that
we're covering a 5-year period here. So having
true.
Lost, if you've got let's round it up to 200 divided by 5, that's 40 per year. That's 1, 2, 3 a month.
Right.
It doesn't in and of itself reveal a very important level of activity. In fact, we're being crucified right now because of the secrecy. The number, the actual involvement of U.S. personnel on the ground, none of them are troops, of course, but
mm-hmm.
U.S. people helping the Laos,
is
tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Just really minuscule. And I mean, it's basically some people helping to refuel planes and stuff like that, which we're
right.
flying. Rescue personnel is a large number ready to try to go in and rescue men who are shot down. And yet, if you read the papers, the hints are of, you know, all units of Green Berets and all that, which is not the case. But we're in a position where, for one reason or another, we're unable to discuss this publicly. And so
right. Frank, it's nice to talk with you, and we will try to urge the wives that we're in contact
right.
with to send these telegrams to the people in Paris to try to keep mm-hmm. the pressure on, and those that want to go also, we're in the process now, as a result of activities of yesterday,
right.
in trying to look at a set thing for the next 6 or 8 weeks to see if we can keep dovetailing arrivals
right.
and departures in Paris.
Well, this is right now, I consider prime time to move in on it, on them, and let them know. And
right.
I think it's an excellent time to let them know that people back here really care, and they can't just get away with this.
Right. Well, it's good to know, and I'll keep you apprised of what we're doing.
Fine. Wonderful. It's good to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you, Frank.
By the way, do you ever see Frank Borman?
I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks.
I just would pass on to him the regards from Michael Collins, who's our new Assistant Secretary of State.
Wonderful.
He just, I met with him yesterday, and he asked if I'd met Borman. I said, no, I hadn't, but he said he knows him pretty well. And
right.
I know he'd be glad to be here.
I'll pass that along to him.
Good. Thanks.
Frank, nice talking with you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Hello?
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 Oui?
Je voudrais parler à quelqu'un qui parlait anglais, s'il vous plaît. Celui qui a parlé à Monsieur Murphy, Martin, à Dallas, Texas, aux États-Unis. La même personne.
Mais l'homme responsable n'est pas là.
Il n'est pas là?
Oui, demain.
Pardon?
Demain, tomorrow.
Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
The man that you spoke to in there, he'll be there tomorrow.
Some of this is of the emergency nature that I speak with him tonight. I must. I realize the hour is late, but this is a matter that cannot wait.
Monsieur?
Oui?
C'est très, très important que Monsieur Martin parle au gentilhomme qu'il a déjà parlé. C'est très, très important. Est-ce qu'il y a un autre numéro?
De la part de qui, s'il vous plaît?
Est-ce qu'il y a un numéro où nous pouvons téléphone? Un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Mais c'est de la part de qui? Qui est-ce qui parle?
Monsieur?
Monsieur?
Est-ce qu'il y a quelqu'un là qui parle anglais?
Je parle un peu l'anglais.
Un moment.
He speaks a little English.
Bon, Monsieur Murphy?